Good morning, class, and you are welcome to yet another government lesson. Today, we are discussing Organization of African Unity, the OAU. The OAU was established on 25th May 1963 in Addis Ababa with 32 signatory governments. Soon after independence, a number of African states expressed considerable desire for sustainable unity within African continent. So soon after most countries in Africa attaining independence, most of them expressed their desire to sustain their unity within African continent. The independent states were divided on how this unity could be achieved. So they wanted to achieve unity in the African continent. So how are they going to achieve that unity that they desire? So upon how to achieve that unity, the independent states were divided into two. The first was the Casablanca Bloc, which was led by Dr. Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana. This bloc wanted a political federation of all African countries, straightforward. So this bloc, or Kwame Nkrumah and the Casablanca Bloc, wanted a political federation of all African countries, so that all African countries will come together as one, and then they will have one head as their leader. So that is the way and manner the Kwame Nkrumah and the Casablanca Bloc wanted the unity of African continent to be achieved. Aside Ghana, we have countries like Algeria, Guinea, Morocco, Egypt, Mali, and Libya were all members of the Casablanca Bloc. This bloc was founded in 1961, and its members were described as progressive states. So membership of the Casablanca Bloc were described as progressive states. The second bloc was the Monrovian Bloc, which was also led by Leopold Senghor of Senegal. Leopold Senghor of Senegal, he was the leader of the Monrovian Bloc. They also felt that the unity of Africa should be achieved gradually. The unity of the African continent should be achieved gradually through economic cooperation. And other members of the Monrovian Bloc were Nigeria, Liberia, Ethiopia, and most of the former French colonies in Africa. So they also came together to form the Monrovian Bloc led by Leopold Senghor. The disagreement between these two blocs or groups were eventually resolved when Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie I invited the two groups to Addis Ababa, where the OAU and its headquarters were established. So later, the disagreement was being resolved by the leader of Ethiopia by name Emperor Haile Selassie I. He invited these two blocs to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where their disagreement or their dispute were resolved, and hence the creation of the Organization of African Unity and its headquarters in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. 39 years after the establishment of the OAU, this organization was disbanded on 9th July 2002 by the last chairperson of the organization, Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, and it was replaced by the African Unity. So 39 years after the establishment of the OAU in Ethiopia, it was now disbanded by the Thabo Mbeki of South Africa on 9th July 2002, and it was replaced by the African Unity. Now, let's look at some of the aims and objectives of the Organization of African Unity. Aims and objectives of the OAU. 1. To promote the unity and solidarity of the African states and act as a collective voice for the African continent. So the organization aimed at promoting unity and solidarity of African states. So when they are united, so that they can collectively act as one voice for the African continent. So when they are united, they can speak for the entire African continent so that the global world will hear their voice as well. One. So that, so they wanted to promote the unity of African states so that they can act as a collective voice for the African continent. Objective number 2, to coordinate and intensify the cooperation of African states in order to achieve a better life for the people of Africa. So we wanted to come together and then to strengthen, to intensify their cooperation of African states so that members or people in Africa will get a better life. So that's why they came together to form that organization, so that they can intensify, they can coordinate and cooperate so that they can get a better life for people in Africa. Point 3, to defend the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of African states. To defend the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of African states. So they wanted to defend the freedom. They wanted to defend the independence that they have attained, so that no external force can enter into their continent and take possession of the African continent. So they wanted to form an organization which will stand, which will defend the freedom and the independence that has been achieved by the African state, and also to defend their integrity in their area, that is territorial integrity, from other global world. Point 4, they also aim at raising the living standard of all Africans. Raising the living standard of all Africans. So the standard of living of Africans should be raised through the OAU. So the OAU were formed so that members of the African continent will have a better standard of living, that they can live a better life. Point five, settlement of dispute and argument through peaceful and diplomatic means. Settlement of dispute and argument through diplomatic and peaceful means. They formed this organization so that if there is any disagreement, if there's any argument, if there's any dispute among member states, the organization can settle that dispute, that argument, through peaceful and diplomatic means, meaning they will call the two parties and then settle that dispute, settle that argument peacefully, so that there will not be any conflict among member states. And then last point 6, eradication of all forms of colonialism. So OAU aimed at doing away or eradicating all forms of what? Colonialism on the African continent. So that they wanted all African countries to achieve independence, to get their freedom from the hands of their colonial masters. So through the formation of the African unity, most African countries were able to achieve or to attain their independence from the colonial masters. Now, what are some of the achievements of the OAU? We're looking at some of the achievements of the OAU. 1, decolonization. Decolonization. The OAU played a pivotal role in the eradicating colonialism and white minority rule in Africa. The organization supported the Black Africans in South Africa in their anti-apartheid struggle. So, you know, there was apartheid rule in South Africa. So the organization also supported the Blacks who were in South Africa to fight against the apartheid rule in South Africa. Also,
It also contributed meaningfully towards the attainment of independence by countries like Zimbabwe, Angola, and Cape Verde. So the organization also assisted or helped countries like Zimbabwe, Angola, and Cape Verde to attain their independence from their colonial masters. Point two, settlement of disputes. That's one of the achievements of the OAU. Settlement of disputes. Settlement of disputes. The organization was confronted with a number of boundary conflicts in North, East, West, and Central Africa. So the whole entire Africa, North, East, West, and South Africa, there were a lot of boundary conflicts which the organization was confronted with. The OAU, through its institutions like the Mediation, Conciliation, and Arbitration Commission, worked effectively to bring such conflict under control. So all border conflicts that the OAU were confronted with, they were able to bring such conflict under control through the institutions like the Mediation, the Conciliation, and Arbitration Commission. They work effectively to bring such border conflict under control. Most of these conflicts were settled in a true spirit of African solidarity without any external intervention or interference. So most of these conflicts were settled by the organization without any external interference or any external intervention. Such conflicts include the Algerian-Morocco border dispute. So the Algeria and Morocco border dispute were settled by the OAU. The Somali-Ethiopian conflict over the Ogaden region was also settled by the OAU. Point three, maintenance of peace and order. Maintenance of peace and order. The organization showed much commitment to the maintenance of peace in Africa. The member states of the organization showed readiness to support activities of the Commission of Mediation, Conciliation, and Arbitration of the OAU in times of what? Disputes. So the organization has also succeeded in maintaining peace and order in the African continent, so that all conflict, all dispute, all argument were being calmed and then maintain order and then peace on the African continent. No wonder the OAU received praise by Ghanaian former UN General Secretary Kofi Annan for bringing Africans together. This was based on the OAU's role in the maintenance of international peace and security in Africa. So through the OAU, the African continent has attained peace. Point four, economic achievements. Economic achievement. The organization provided financial assistance to member states through the African Development Bank, ADB, the African Development Bank. So member countries receive loans and assistance from this bank whenever the need arises. The ADB provided financial assistance to member states through loans and other technical assistance to make African financially stronger. So the ADB provide loans, and apart from the loans, they also give technical assistance to member countries so that their financial status will be stronger. Last point five, common platform for African leaders. So the OAU has also created common platform for African leaders to express their view, to express the ideas when it comes to the African continent. The organization created a common platform for African political leaders to exchange ideas on how to solve the numerous socioeconomic problems of Africa. So there's a common platform where African leaders will bring their ideas, will bring their suggestions, will bring their views on how to solve problems faced by the African continent. Now, let's look at some of the failures or problems of the OAU. Failures or problems of the OAU. Absence of a strong standing army. Absence of a strong standing army. The organization was widely derided as a bureaucratic talking shop with little power. It struggled to enforce most of its decisions, largely because of the absence of a strong standing army. This made interventions of the organization in civil wars difficult. So the organization is not having a strong standing army or a permanent army where they will use them to solve or to prevent conflict or to solve problems among member states. It's like what we discussed under the UN. The UN is also not having a standing army, a permanent standing army, which they will use in terms of war. The same thing applies here. The OAU is also not having a strong standing army, which they will rely on in times of war. For instance, civil wars in Somalia continued unabated for years because of the absence of strong standing army by the OAU. Point two, financial constraints or problems. The financial standing of the organization is weak, largely because of the inability of most of the member states to pay their annual contributions on time. So, you know, there was an annual contribution paid by member states. So if member states are unable to pay their contribution on time, then that's a problem for the organization because they will not get any money to embark on their activities. So it is a problem facing the organization. Financial problem or constraint. The organization therefore found it difficult to carry out most of its activities and programs effectively because of what? Money. The organization also found it difficult to employ and retain competent personnel due to poor condition of service which arose as a result of inadequate funds. If you want to employ competent members, you must pay them well. So if the organization is not having money, it finds it difficult to employ competent members or even retain them to work for them because they are not having enough finance to pay these competent members. So it's a problem faced by the organization. Point three, over-reliance on colonial masters by member states. Over-reliance on colonial masters by member states. Most member states continue to owe allegiance to former colonial masters. This actually reduced their loyalty to the organization. It therefore remained difficult for member states to become totally independent of their former colonial masters. This was also often continued reliance on the former colonial masters for economic aid. Nevertheless, this financial aid often came with strings attached. Loans had to be paid back at higher interest rates, and raw materials had to be sold to colonial masters at low rates. So member states are also rely on their colonial masters for assistance, loans, grants, raw materials. So all this doesn't contribute effectively for the smooth running of the organization. So it's a problem faced by because member states still rely on their colonial masters. Political instability and conflict. The organization find it difficult to find lasting solution to several international conflicts within the African continent. Conflict here and there on the African continent. The organization find it difficult to get a lasting solution to this conflict in African states, and it's a problem faced by the organization. This also led to the alarming refugee phenomenon throughout the continent, which exerted considerable pressure on the organization's budget. So conflict will result in alarming refugees, and refugees are being catered for by the organization. And then this one reason why the organization is always facing problems financially. Point five, the principle of non-interference. The policy of non-interference in the affairs of the member state also limits the effectiveness of the organization. For instance, when human rights were violated in Uganda under Idi Amin in the 1970s, the OAU was powerless to intervene. That is a principle that the organization cannot interfere on the affairs of member states. So where the rights of individuals were infringed upon by the then Idi Amin in Uganda in the 1970s, the organization was quiet because they did not have any power to interfere in the affairs of the member states. And the last point, alarming refugee situation. The organization virtually failed in its efforts to control the alarming refugee problem on the African continent. This occurred as a result of the pocket of civil wars that plagued the African continent. So there have been enormous civil wars on the African continent, which result in several refugees, which are being catered for by the organization. So the organization have failed to find the solution to this civil wars, to this conflict, and hence resulting in alarming refugees in different countries, which are being catered for by the organization. Hence, the failure of the organization of African. So these are some of the problems and failures of the Organization of African Unity. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Your questions and contributions are welcomed. Stay blessed. Thank you.